It is the week of 8/12/14. And you are listening to Nerd's Eye View, episode 196. I, of course, am Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Why are you groping yourself, Philip?
Because with the afterlife,
Philip is currently touching himself inappropriately.
Is this the podcast? I don't know what you're doing in my office.
Is that Owen Davian?
Look.
Great character.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, what is Green Goblin doing anyway?
I need you to take this man to a bank.
My dad was honorable.
Take him to a bank. My banker, he can help you.
No one understands what we're talking about right now.
A mine banker. Yes. Well, you have if you've seen... Hold on, I got... Stick with me. A Most Wanted Man.
There you go. Right? You nailed it.
Ooh, yes.
Good times.
There's a film...
The Gold Star.
That we are going to review...
Stop saying things. I don't know what's happening.
I'm Philip Seymour Hoffman. This, of course, is...
Willem Dafoe.
And you are...
Carl Weathers. I am Carl Weathers, who works at the Best Buy, your local Best Buy.
In Hacienda.
Not Sears? Are we not funded by...
Does that work at Sears? Well, I don't know how he does it. All right.
Say your name for real.
Clifton Collins Tyrone?
Yep.
Ty.
And your name is...
Andrew.
And I'm Matthew. And on this week's show, we are going to do a DVD. We're going to do a shit ton of DVD. We might have done it prior to the show. We are going to talk about the new releases on DVD, Blu-ray, and TVD. See your doctor for that.
Enough time.
Break down the box office top 10, and we'll give a review of Most Wanted Man. Yep. I got that right again. That's two for two. And then we will cap it all off with Guess the Ending. I've done this podcast once or twice before. Although I should say, not necessarily in that order that I have relayed. And Ty just had a nasty burp.
It didn't taste good either.
If you can describe the taste.
Every Mike and Ike with bottom shelf whiskey. And a glass of milk, just throw it in there for you.
Have milk, but I guess it's on your.
It
center.
Transferred.
Yeah. From Mike to Mike.
Matt had a giant glass of milk before the show, and
like
I don't understand why.
Weirdo. Nobody, none of us.
I had
understand.
A chicken sandwich with milk.
It still. It sounds weirder fries. When you tell them what you ate. Also,
his mother made it for him.
Yeah, she came by and dropped off a sack lunch in a brown paper baggie. Yeah. Eat your strawberry sandwich.
Don't pick out the lettuce. Remember, it's good for you.
Eat the pickles, eat the onions, eat the liver.
That's why chicks never liked me when I was younger. I had the worst breath ever. Thanks,
pickles,
Mom.
And onions. Well, some chicks are into that.
Pickles and onions?
Like Eastern Bloc women, I think. I feel like they'd be into that.
Oh.
The women in this film that we're going to review.
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually.
Like Rachel McAdams.
Especially McAdams. She's into it.
Bicycling McAdams?
I saw her down at the bar one time, and she was like, hey, pickled egg breath. Get it.
I want you.
That's a joke. I didn't see her ever in life.
Oh, I thought, but the pickled egg thing could be true.
It's probably gospel. I mean, look at her. I'm kidding. That's terrible. She's a handsome woman.
Now
I mean, no
sneeze.
Disrespect.
Sneeze more.
We should have put that on.
Burps and Ty Cobb? Andrew sneeze, and I stumble over words.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Nerd's Eye View, and we're gonna start off with the news, but I'm not going to do it this
God.
Week because I've been told I shouldn't do it.
You don't have an electronic device in front of you. How are you going to do this?
Oh, I mean, God.
I don't know what I know what one particular highlight is, and I don't like it.
Fine, I'll just do
okay.
The news.
How about that?
This makes no sense.
If only they could see your face, Matt.
I'm on a podcast?
Yeah.
George, if you're listening, I miss you. So
I actually miss you, too. It's been a while.
We're not wearing headphones. I feel
maybe
weird.
Maybe come back.
Well, it's easier this way. Yeah. And they never worked, so...
They work. When there's three of us, it always works.
Listen, here's your first bit of news. And this would make more sense if... I guess this makes sense if
true
I read it.
Story!
I know no one else watches this show. Just humor me.
Okay, I thought this was the news headline.
That's the headline.
Oh, I know no one else watches this show. Just humor me? Is that
so
all?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a show... Who watches it here but me?
I watched the pilot once.
You told me the end of the season one?
Yep.
Okay.
So season two, they've already got a bunch of people lined up to join, including
Kyle MacLachlan.
Lucy Lawless. But Kyle MacLachlan is the newest addition. That's my news right now.
Who is this guy?
He was in Showgirls. Ew.
He was in a lot of things.
Oh, yeah,
he was
Showgirls.
In Twin Peaks.
Oh,
nope.
Yeah.
He was in Blue Velvet.
Nope.
He was in Desperate Housewives for some reason.
Really?
Why is
for some
here?
Reason.
But I like him a lot. He was on Portlandia as the mayor. He was in How I Met Your Mother as the captain.
Nope.
He was in...
So Showgirls.
He's an amazing man, and he's actually playing... They've revealed that he's going to be the father of Skye,
yeah,
who has mysterious past, and we might have seen her father at the end of season one. In
Oh, he's the boss in the Flintstones. That's how I know him.
I actually saw that on a message board. Yeah.
That's what we should have said for Matt.
Everybody on the Cummingson.net message board was like, yeah, the Flintstones. He was in that.
Oh, they're just as dumb as I am, then, apparently.
That's unfortunate for your life.
I mean, you know, he
for the rest of America.
He was effective.
As the boss.
Did you see the Flintstones? Be real.
Yes. Halle Berry was effective to my childhood in that movie.
Also, mistakes were made. Like, how she got an Oscar. Never mind. Go on.
Oh, I thought you meant, how did she get an Oscar for the Flintstones?
Well, did she?
I'm
kidding. Of course, there's Monster Balls.
Anyway, that's. I think it's cool. They're getting a lot of names and stuff.
Harry Kuehl.
Isn't Patton Oswalt on there, too?
Yeah.
Was he on last season?
Yeah.
Okay, then never mind. That's not news at all.
He's apparently. We thought he was one character, and then he was like twins, and now there might be like quintuplets. Yeah. Patton Oswalt's character just keeps having more twins and identical.
There's not enough. It can't be enough of him. I think he's good times.
Well, because they killed one of they killed his character, and then we find out that he had a twin. And
Just trying to keep him on the show.
And then at Comic-Con there was a special video where that showed not only was there the twin, but there was another one, and then they referenced having more brothers. So God knows how many of them there are.
So it's like,
and maybe they're clones.
Mila Jovovich on the Resident Evil series.
Also, they're probably trying to make him feel better about Blade Trinity because he was in that too.
He was.
Yeah.
That one's fine. I like.
No,
that one.
It's not.
Yeah, the worst.
It
of
has
the three.
Good action in it.
Really?
And Ryan Reynolds is funny.
He's probably the only redeeming quality of that movie.
Jessica Biel's an attractive body.
Two words. What's really a name? Dominic Purcell. You're welcome. Go on.
Well, that's the first bit. The second bit of news is the sad news.
This is the sad news.
Well, here we go.
Drop it.
I don't want to
drop.
Oh, that's
sad
too.
News.
It's too lighthearted. It's too lighthearted for the terrible news that's about to come.
You have to. It's hard to
look at his face when I say this because I want.
Don't want
it's,
to.
It's I want to because we know our lives have been ruined already.
Yeah.
Robert Williams is dead.
No.
Yeah. It looks like a suicide. They say, but I mean, he's fucking Rufio, Captain. He's dead.
He was the world's greatest dad.
Yes. He was the angriest man in Brooklyn.
He was a lot of things to a lot of people.
Suicide.
And, no. He was 63.
I know. He's still. It's pretty young.
I would say that's... He still had a lot of time left.
At least 20 years left.
And
yeah.
Doing TV and whatever.
I just watched him on Louis. On season 3, I think he was on Louis.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but I guess
I'm not even caught up on that. I didn't even
You
realize.
Should. It's good times. But I guess it was like a depression thing that he kind of just...
That's what they're saying, that he was struggling with depression.
Oh.
And you know it's bad. It's always bad. I don't know why.
I'm bummed out.
See, I told you it's not.
And
sucks.
Like I've never actually seen Hook.
Yeah,
what?
I remember like we've watched it as a kid. Like
it's good.
As a kid, I watched it. I just don't remember it. Like it was on, but
Robin Williams, Julia Roberts, Steven Spielberg, Dustin Hoffman.
I remember him as Mrs. Doubtfire.
That
and
too
from the
Jumanji. What's up?
And Jumanji, but also the documentary I'm from Hollywood, the Andy Kaufman documentary.
Oh,
how I learned more about Robin Williams.
I saw the TV movie,
and
about
I loved
him
in World's Greatest Dad.
He was lined up to do a Doubtfire sequel, directed by the original director, Chris Columbus.
CC?
He's got one more film, big film that's coming out, Night of Museum 3.
Oh,
I know it's a toughie.
He was in all of them, wasn't he?
I feel like the more people are going to go see this movie now than would before.
Yeah.
Our own review from this week is any indicator of films after a person has passed. It's like a.
I mean,
like
who saw
thing.
Imaginarium, Dr. Parnassus? Who saw that?
I didn't.
I saw it.
But outside of our
I'm sure it's like us, people who love acid and every stoner on earth saw that movie.
Well, and people who like Terry Gilliam. He's got another film coming out later this year.
Yeah, was it called?
Zero Theorem.
There we go, Zero
Theorem. Yeah.
With Christoph Waltz. It's going to be amazing.
And they're doing the 12 Monkeys TV series, too. So there's that.
Well, I don't know how I feel about
that. I don't know. He's probably like an EP on that or something.
I think I have, if anything, negative feelings.
It's funny because it's on sci-fi, so it's like, I mean, it's where it needs to be, but it's also sci-fi.
Well, because it can't be based on 12 Monkeys. It would have to be based on the short that 12 Monkeys is based on. Like that's
that was
weird.
Based on a short?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just got learned. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good one,
you
too.
You got learned.
It's I did. Called, learnt, actually.
You learned it.
Learnt.
Le jeté.
Okay, it's French. I don't know if I'm down.
It stands
on
for
that.
The pier.
Okay, I'm in.
But it, and the other weird thing is, it's not actually
what if it
like...
What stand for the house?
I love houses.
I mean, you'd have to read it.
The
I mean,
gutters.
You're anti-reading.
Am I anti-reading anything that's not a graphic novel? So there's that.
But the other weird thing is, the film...
Subtitles.
Like, until the end, it's like still images. It's hard to describe, because it's not all still images, but it's like...
It just turns into a
really
slideshow?
Film. Yeah, kind of. Except for, like, right at the end, they do a thing where it's not still images, but it really works.
Okay.
And it's really crazy that 12 Monkeys is such a good and different film from that original film, but I can still be like, yeah, 12 Monkeys is great. Like, a lot of times when you do remakes like that, I'm like, ah, that's a
yeah.
But yeah.
But it's got B-dubs and Brad Pitt. B-Rad Pitt. You know what I mean?
So anyway, that was...
sad news.
Sad news.
Robbie Williams is... Robin Williams, not Robbie Williams.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Robin Williams.
You're spreading some rumors.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the Urkel thing.
This is another one that I just wish was not true at all.
Oh, and how can I forget he was Genie? I loved him as Genie.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
You know, he was good in Good Will Hunting, if I could repeat good twice.
Do you find it hard to hide the fact that you're gay?
Sorry.
So anyway, I think we're all going to have to go see Night at the Museum 3 now.
I'm going to skip it.
And
I'll just watch Hook 6 times.
I think we'll
today will
that.
Be the beginning
be
of Robin Williams week.
Equivalent.
I did Kurt Russell week a couple weeks ago, so now it's Robin Williams week.
Oh, he's something else called Absolutely Anything. He's the voice Dennis the dog in this film.
Oh, is that that's the one with Simon Pegg and people?
Possibly. I'll click on it.
Wasn't this the Fantastic Fear of everything?
And he's also in
Merry Friggin' Christmas.
Because also it has some Python people in it, too.
Hmm. And a movie called Merry Friggin' Christmas.
It has some...
Hulk Hogan's 22-inch pythons?
Oh, God.
Or 32-inch. Okay. I forgot what he said.
I was going someplace else.
I'm talking about wrestling. It's not loading for me, so...
What's the next bit?
That's will be missed.
Yep. Yeah. And that's the end of our news. Sorry for the big-time downer party.
The Donner Party?
Yep.
That's pretty Donner as well.
You know what? This week, I'm going to tell you to count me down.
How about I count you down?
Well, no, I'm telling you to count me down.
Where do I go from here?
You say numbers, and I'll say the title. You and Ty go back and forth with the numbers, since he does not have an electronic device in front of him.
I do not.
All he has to do is say numbers. I think he can handle it.
The introduction to
it might be too much credit. We'll
box
see.
Office top 10 could use a little number 10.
Planes, Fire, and Rescue.
That's where that needs to be, I think. Number 9.
God damn
it. Of the Planet of the Apes.
Well, right. when times were down for them, someone came along and told them number 8.
Get on up.
Is that a question mark?
Yeah.
Up? Please.
Was
that number 8?
Yeah.
Number 7.
Hercules.
Took down everyone in number 6.
Step Up All In.
Number 5.
Lucy
was so far out of her mind that she took a number 4.
The 100 foot, 100 feet of journeys.
those shoe shops?
Steve Perry? Number 6, is that where we're
at? Into the Storm. 3.
But 3.
Good luck.
All 3 already? That's banana jams.
It goes down, not up.
Into the Storm's already out?
Yeah, and it's number 3.
Wow, that's unfortunate.
You're done.
You're done.
And if you go into the Storm, make sure that number 2 saves you.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Fucking bullshit.
That was a good movie. Number 1!
Teenage Alien Kung Fu Pandas.
Not so much a good movie.
Andrew, can we play a little round of See This, Not That?
Oh. the number 1 film at the box office this week is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The number 2 film at the box office this week is Guardians of the Galaxy. See Guardians of the Galaxy. That's been... See, watch this, not that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You know what's... Okay, so...
In a nutshell.
Ty, you watched those Turtles.
This Ninja film made $65 million.
Sequel has already been announced for 2016.
Yep.
Kids are dumb.
Why?
Because kids are dumb.
Okay.
Kids are dumb.
Also, I'm surprised
and it made a shitload of money.
Allowed this to happen.
What?
Because Nickelodeon is in charge of the Turtles.
Yeah.
And they were doing good with their TV show and the animated one from like 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But,
the 2007 one?
Yeah, that was
that,
a good
that
one.
Was that was actually much better than this
that
one.
That was a goodie.
It was really
I
good.
I watched it and I really enjoyed it.
And Captain America was in it.
That was technically a sequel to the three live action ones.
Really?
Yeah. This cool. is a
who
reboot.
Did the voices in that animated
Chris
one?
Evans, I know, was one of them.
Was it really?
What?
Yeah. Was he Raph?
He's probably Raph. I think it was Leonardo, actually.
Leonardo?
What? Yeah.
I just keep saying,
Raphael
what?
Sounded very like Brooklyn. Like I drive a taxi.
Yo, it's John Leguizamo.
Yeah, but
this doesn't even sound. Sylvester Stallone is what I'm doing.
But yeah, the
also,
I saw. It become acceptable every 6 years to just do a movie called the same thing. They're,
yeah,
they're all the same title.
I can't wait in six more years when we just get Avengers.
The 2007 was definitely far and away a better movie than this one, but it's...
Oh, right. Patrick Stewart was
Splinter?
Splinter.
Was he really?
Yes!
What the hell?
Wait, in the 2007 or this
yeah.
one?
Oh, no, he was not Splinter. He was just another guy.
In 2007?
Yeah, his name was Winters. Splinter okay. was Mako, the...
Yes, Mako.
Voice actor who
he's
passed
good.
Away, Slur? Unfortunately.
Mako, he was in Sidekicks?
Chris Evans was Casey.
Casey Kasem.
Casey Jones?
Oh, Casey yeah. Jones.
That's
sorry.
Badass. I love Casey
Nolan
Jones.
Nolan North was Raphael.
No way. Nathan Drake. What's up?
John DiMaggio was somebody.
He's in everything.
He
though.
Was Michelangelo.
But
he's probably
Leonardo
in Uncharted also.
James Arnold Taylor and Donatello yeah. was Mitchell Whitfield.
Other people?
Who? I can't find the fourth one.
Good for them.
Oh, no, I found it. Michelangelo. Did I say that? Michelangelo was Mikey Kelly.
Oh.
Okay.
Good
shout out
Mikey.
To... What's his nuts? No, what the hell is his
John
name?
John DiMaggio. Oh,
no, the one who did Michelangelo for this current movie. For, his name is Noah something, I think
Noah,
it is. He's the dude, the other gay camp. Kid on Shameless.
Boom.
The not ginger one.
Noah.
Anyway, he was awesome. He did.
Sarah Michelle Gellar was the voice of April O'Neil.
I would have much rather looked at her.
For some reason, Lawrence Fishburne narrated
did
this
really?
Film?
Well, he does have that voice. He was the voice of the Baron Kane.
I don't remember this
voice.
Film.
Come on,
he does.
Keith David has like the
but,
best voice.
I mean, that's a good. That's a tough one. Street Fight and Morpheus and Spawn, a throwdown. Who's gonna do it? You know,
Spawn.
Shut up. You have a bias.
Uh huh. I do. Yeah.
Well, Keith David does have a David Keith. Wow.
David Keith
has a powerful voice. The new Ninja Turtles. It's a rental. It's worth seeing, but you have to be kind of a kid to appreciate. The origin story was ridiculous. Don't we know where they came from?
They
stop
look weird
time.
Though. I don't know.
I was into that actually. I liked
the way they
that.
Looked.
Yeah, because
like,
I mean,
at first I was fine with it, but the more and more I saw it, I was like, they just
like
looked...
aside from the updated CGI, like everything else that they did was unnecessary.
What did they do to rubbery. Their origin story? What did they do?
They told you like they kind of tried to do like a Batman-y thing, where it's like, oh, this is how Splinter became like their daddy, and he taught them stuff because he found a book in a gutter. Hmm. And yeah, it like just we don't need to know where they like they're ninja.
Was it the more they explained, the less you cared?
Pretty much.
Teenage Mutant Ninja
like the
Turtles.
First act dragged, but once the action started, it didn't stop. The best sequence in the movie, hands down, is the snow thing. It was awesome.
Did you ever hear about the thing that it was? I don't know if it still is, but in the comics, it was canon for a while that the same ooze or whatever that gave the turtles their mutantness
mm-hmm.
was the same stuff that splashed Daredevil's eyes to give him his
really?
Special powers.
Wait, was Ninja Turtles a Marvel thing?
That was, I don't know if it was a Marvel thing or if it was just like the same artist or writer or whatever, and he managed to actually make it like canon for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't ever heard that.
And now you know.
Yeah, the more you know. Do we have that blimp just hanging out?
What?
The NBC, the more you know, blimp.
I did the song.
Is it a blimp?
Kind
it's a star.
Is it a star?
It's
holy
a star.
Shit. Oh, no, I've seen knockoffs.
Blimps?
On like an Attack of the Show, they use a blimp. So that's my bad.
Attack
there's a star
the
blimp.
Show.
That's rainbows.
This is crazy.
Tell me how
let
crazy
me talk
it is.
You, talk to you about numbers.
Please tell me about the numbers.
The TV show numbers?
Even though...
I never saw that.
Turtles oh, made good. 65. Guardians made 42 this weekend. So that's still...
It's still whipping cheeks.
A lot. And
how
in
much?
Total now... a lot.
Is it 46?
It's made now in total... in just 2 weeks, 176 million.
Guardians. Yeah, it broke records like from pretty much since its debut to like every day it broke a record.
I've been
yeah.
wanting to see it again.
It broke
Lucy,
the Monday record, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I think Thursday.
Crazy thing about Lucy, it only made 9.4 million this weekend, but it's up to in its 3 weeks, 97.5.
It's crazy. That movie's going to break 100 million. That's crazy.
And it's doing
that.
So much better than Hercules, which is only at 63.5.
That makes sense, actually.
And then Dawn of the Planet of the Apes... Still hanging in here 5 weeks on, and it's almost at 200. It's 197.
It's been 5 weeks already?
Yeah.
Do you
it's
think
the
it'll
only
get,
five weeker.
Do you
here.
Think it'll get... Yeah, it'll get $200 million.
Oh, it'll break that easy.
But will it still be in the top 10 after Expendables 3 is number one next week?
Yeah. It probably will, actually.
I wouldn't be surprised if Let's Be Cops magically got number one.
Oh, that would get number two, maybe.
Let's Be Cops? No,
that dude is Damon Wayans Jr.?
Yeah.
What?
That's his kid, yeah. Yeah.
What?
You didn't see, he was in...
My God.
The other guys. But that guy, he's been around?
No, I never saw him.
Are you talking about The Heat?
No, the other guys.
The Damon Wayans' kid, he was in The Other Guys. He was, Spicoli. Whose partner was he?
It was Wahlberg's.
No, that was Will Ferrell was his partner.
Wahlberg's. I thought you were, like, doing before they became partners or something.
You know, I saw a commercial for that show, Wahlberg's.
I think he was Rob Riggle's partner.
Looks good.
That's actually a pretty funny show. I like it.
I don't understand. Like,
Wahlberg.
Does Mark Wahlberg just hang around there a lot?
He pops in and out, like, whenever he's got, like, a premiere in town, and he just comes in.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to put
my Donnie's there all the time?
Donnie Wahlberg?
Yeah.
He pops in more often. Yeah.
Donnie Darko.
From what I've seen. Like, Jenny McCarthy was in there, too. Like, she's dating, what's his nuts? Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they named a burger after her.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was, like, spam, I think, but whatever.
Well, they could have named it the Dumb Idiot, and that would have been
proper. I actually like Jenny McCarthy.
She doesn't believe in vaccinations.
Of, like, any sort?
Yeah. She thinks they give you autism. She's one of them. Sorry to... I burst that bubble.
I just
saw that pop happen.
Jenny!
Well, you know, everybody's got knowledge gaps of being stupid about things.
Have you heard me talk?
Yeah, I spent all day with you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Yes, you should apologize.
All right, so if you don't want to go to a theater, if you don't want to get on up and go to a theater.
Lazy asses. That's why we're fat.
Yeah.
You should just stay at home, and I'll tell you what's coming out new on DVD, Blu-ray, and TVD. Starting with new on DVD and Blu-ray, I know Ty was excited for this film.
Is it already?
It's coming out this week.
Sweet.
We also have Locke. You might have been excited.
I saw it, actually.
Tom Hardy?
I just recently rented it, like, last week.
Oh, yeah! Tom Hardy in a car,
Tom
huh?
Hardy, Tom?
It's exactly like you think it would be.
Sir,
I guess the ending to that.
Week. Are you doing illegal things on the internet?
What? Oh no, my video store, my local video store. This is why it's awesome.
Oh,
the day they get it, they put it out. So I saw it 2 weeks early.
Don't say the name of that video; they're gonna get shut down.
Probably, actually, all the ones in my area. That's how they do it. I'll say Best Video because I don't like them.
Fuckers,
they do it 2 weeks early.
and this is a film that we reviewed, right?
Yes,
like 7 months ago.
Feels like forever ago.
It took a long time to come out.
Is that February or January?
Yeah, like February. Yeah. I think
it was a Die Hard.
Muppets Most Wanted.
Oh, geez.
Kermit the Frog.
I liked it.
It's more. Like,
it was
Kermit the Frog here.
It was good. It was good.
More you gonna get?
How did was the French Kermit?
it was Russian.
A Russian
Kermit.
Constantine.
I am Kermit.
Kermit
the Frog.
I like Tina Fey. I like Ty Burrell. I like everybody involved, but I just am up.
That movie made me a Ty Burrell fan.
Really?
Now I don't know how I feel about life anymore.
Really? You didn't see The Incredible Hulk?
I was mad at him. Even with The Incredible Hulk. I was mad at him.
Modern Family.
Because he's on a shitty TV show.
That's actually a funny show.
Which one?
Modern Family.
I've never seen it.
Martin Luther Family.
But it has Ed O'Neill, so I support it.
That's exactly why I watch it, because Al Bundy's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Luther Family.
And also, he was in the shitty Dawn of the Dead remake.
Well,
that one wasn't shitty.
I haven't finished it, so it might be.
And then
It did open with a Johnny Cash song. That was cool.
That role was supposed to be Christoph Waltz.
Really? Dawn of the Dead?
In Muppets Most Wanted.
Oh, well,
the role that Ty Burrell played.
Christoph dodged the bullet.
Well, he cameoed still.
Yeah, he did.
Christoph.
Yeah.
It was good.
Listen,
that movie was good.
Anti-Muppets.
I'm not anti-Muppets. I don't know.
Anti-fun. Jerk face.
Gunfights, car chases, proper action and shit.
It's got it all.
Who? Scallywag?
Muppets Most Wanted. It's got it all.
Oh, it's got it all.
It's got it all.
Yeah, Michael Caine.
I saw a trailer
don't
with Ty
ruin
Burrell,
my guess the ending.
And I don't remember what it was now. Too bad. Because there was another one where I was like, damn it, I want to be mad at you, but this is going to be funny. I don't remember what it is.
New on DVD and Blu-ray also.
Peabody
this week
and
we
Sherman?
Have...
The Railway Man.
Is this a man who rides the subway?
No, this is that Colin Firth one where the Japanese guy tortured him and he finds out he's still
Ty's
alive.
Ty's favorite actor
go,
he hasn't seen yet.
Yeah, and I've seen him in two things.
Colin Firth?
Yeah.
So have I, and I freaking love him.
Yeah, isn't Nicole Kidman in that one too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically it's like the debt, right?
I don't know.
You never see the debt?
I never saw the debt, but also the way that I saw the debt, I saw a trailer for it,
And it was like they were young secret agents, and then they got old and they had a secret.
Yeah, yeah.
That was it. This one's more like he was a man who fought in the war, and then he got tortured, and now he's going to go kill his torturer because he finds out he's still alive.
You should see The Debt.
Okay.
It's not quite that, but it's kind of like that.
Okay.
And it's written by Matthew Vaughn, so it's pretty good.
I don't know if I'm a fan of his.
You love Matt Vaughn.
DVD only. Get ready, guys. I only listed this one, but there's a few of these coming up this week. Bob Ross, The Joy of Painting.
I'm in.
Grandeur of Summer.
That's awesome.
Long titles.
There's a couple of them. Here. But Grandeur of Summer, I thought, was the best title of this set. There's also what was this? One of the other ones called? It was like Joyful Mountains or something. It was great.
Joyful Noise.
Happy Colors.
Happy Little Tree, actually.
Also on DVD only, a film, and I want this to be a game now. I'm going to give you the title, and each of you has to tell me what you think this film's actually about.
We did this last week.
This film is called Careful, He Might Hear You.
Okay, this
coming
is
straight to DVD.
This is a horror film with children. It's almost like a Freddy Krueger type thing.
Okay.
I'm going with that.
That's your guess?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ty?
I'm thinking it's about that stupid daughter from the first Purge.
Yeah,
the boyfriend's in there, and they're
boyfriend.
They're doing things. And
the Panamanian.
Daddy's home also.
So both of you are saying very clearly it's a horror film.
A horror film.
Yeah.
He's saying horror. I'm saying hooer.
Okay. Here's the actual description. And this is a film from 1984.
Really?
So I'm right.
So it's George Orwell? An Australian boy enters a 1930s custody battle between aunts. One poor and loving, one rich and unstable. This is a divorce drama, guys.
Careful, he might hear you.
That's less interesting.
He might hear you.
I want to see my version. That sounds good.
I actually think that's a pretty cool idea.
Hooers?
Yes.
See?
No, I was talking about the actual version.
The actual synopsis?
You're a hack. That's what I think of you.
Don't call me Michael Bay. Have respect.
Right. Final DVD only.
He's okay. I like him.
This film
used to be good.
I don't know how this film didn't. I guess this is one of those things where they just don't market it because they say, fuck this movie.
Fuck it.
This film, I'm going to tell you the stars in this film, and then you're going to be like, how did they not market it? And then I'm going to tell you the title, and the title sucks. So, Kristen Wiig, Guy Pearce, Haley Steinfeld, Nick Nolte. This is the cast. They decided to call this film Hate Ship, Love Ship.
Yeah.
So they are...
Hello and welcome to shitty titles.
Yeah, yeah. I like Guy Pearce, too. And Nick
Nolte. This is a road trip style movie, almost like...
No, we're not playing guess for all of them.
Oh,
but
damn it.
Kristen Wiig is a shy housekeeper, and she's hired to care for Nick Nolte and the girl. Haley
who
Steinfeld,
can care for Nick Nolte?
Who, Haley Steinfeld was the girl
Jim
from
Beam.
True Grit.
And, is it a comedy? What is it?
No, it sounds kind of like a drama, because Haley Steinfeld, for some reason, she...
How bad do you want to say Seinfeld?
Seinfeld. Haley Steinfeld.
Sounds like you do.
Her father's an alcoholic, and she, like, between
Nick
faking...
Nick Nolte's the father,
she
right?
She fakes emails. No, Guy Pearce is the father.
Well,
and
right.
She fakes
that's
some emails between Guy Pearce and Kristen Wiig to make Kristen Wiig think that Guy Pearce is into her.
If it was Nick Nolte being the alcoholic, we could have had, like, a wrestler-type role.
Or, like, another 48 hours.
No, Nick Nolte is, like, an old... man.
The neighbor.
He's the old
geez. He's the old man that they have to care for.
God damn it, Kristen.
What was the movie he was in recently?
Warrior?
It was Warrior.
Yeah, he's been drinking all night.
You killed all the flies, Andrew.
No, Warrior. Lord of the flies. It
you're
was
fucking
in,
lying.
You're having a...
I was in Blue Chips with Shaquille O'Neal.
I thought you were a fly.
Shaq's first movie? He has not had a good run cinematically.
Blue Chips is a great movie.
Steel?
Fight.
Steel.
Steel is
oh,
great.
Oh my goodness.
I've said before, and I'll say it again, Steel is the best Superman movie we'll ever get.
Yep.
That's unfair.
I'll drink to that.
I agree with Benson. The first 1.5 are the best one.
I'm sorry, rotating what? Around the Earth to go back in time
yep.
or some bullshit?
That was dumb. I bought a box, like a little DVD combo pack of the first one, the second one, Superman Returns, and I gave
and
that shit away. It was
one.
On Blu-ray. No, I gave all of it away. Like, here, brother, take all of this. I'm not watching this shit ever again in my life.
Was someone in your church?
I keep Returns for
yes.
Kevin Spacey.
Right here, brother. Kevin Spacey was the best part of Returns.
Yeah.
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 He's the reason I saw the damn thing.
Because Lois Lane was attractive.
And because I like Bryan Singer. I'll give it to him.
Also,
like
the TV series is good.
Lois and Clark?
Lois and Clark. Clark.
I like that.
Fuck out of here.
I liked it as a kid. Leave me alone.
I'm sorry. The cartoon Adventures of Superman was much better than any of that.
It is, but still not better than Batman Animated Series.
That's true.
Moving on.
But they crossed over, and that was great.
That was one of my favorite episodes, where Superman had to be Batman. That was pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I got him with the nanites.
New on Blu-ray.
What do we got on Blu-ray?
A film that we talked about earlier.
Die Hard 6?
Avengers.
See?
It's coming out on Blu-ray.
Oh, Augustus De Winter.
If you want to see Uma Thurman fight
Sean Connery?
Him too. Do they fight? No, Sean Connery fights Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah.
Uma Thurman had a little joust. Fights some bears.
Or a sword fight, yes. Oh, God.
Brave?
And they were like colorful bears, too. It wasn't even like they badass bear suits. Bears. They were like straight up gummy bears.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Also,
Eddie Izzard, though.
Favorite of mine, Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
What is this?
It's a Disney movie, yeah?
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah. Like old school Disney.
Goddamn love it. It's Angela Lansbury.
Lansbury.
She's a witch in Ireland. Ireland? Scotland?
I have never seen it.
What's the one where they wear kilts?
Scotland.
In Scotland.
You are right. Goddamn, I was so
Sean
wrong.
Sean Connery wears one of the Avengers.
They have a magical doorknob. Doorknob? Bedknob. That's why it's called Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Insert innuendo here.
The bedknob, you twist it, and then you can. The bed flies, so they go traveling. And they go to a magical world where animals play soccer. Like
what? That's what is I there remember. Subtext in this? Because everything up until you said animals play soccer sounds like a Skinemax movie.
Well, only if you think Angela Lansbury is your Skinemax special.
Dude, she'd get it.
Yeah, I'd give it to her.
I would write murder all over that.
And there's a great end sequence where she raises an army of dead soldiers. All their clanging.
It's too easy. I couldn't do it.
I was trying to think of a sexual innuendo.
Anyway.
With her the typewriter. I was trying to think of an innuendo.
Well, when she mounts the broom.
I'd let her stick her paper in my typewriter. What? No.
She says the magic word. It's a great film, guy. It combines animation and live action.
She mounts the broom and says, I'm about to arrive.
Right now.
No, well, I'll tell you my favorite part. My favorite part of the whole. The reason why Disney even made Bedknobs and Broomsticks was to stick it to the Mary Poppins lady, because they thought that if they showed that they would make, like, they're like, oh, we don't need you. We can make any British author's animated whatever movie.
Because we're Disney.
She would just panic and be like, oh, no, make my movie. But no, she did not budge an inch because they did this. The tactic didn't work, but it still made a good film.
Suck it in your mouth, Walt.
Well, he put a couple of things in his mouth.
Oh, geez.
Like
cigars.
Cigarettes, yeah.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yes. We're on the same path.
Hot dogs, too. Actual food dogs.
Final
pocket dogs?
Blu-ray only.
Final destination?
Is called The Children's Hour. This is an Audrey Hepburn, Shirley MacLaine film. And even James Garner is in this business. But this was based on a play, and I don't know. I think the movie removes all the subtext. This is the gay subtext is in this film. I'm not even kidding.
Shirley MacLaine and what's her name?
Shirley MacLaine and Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn.
The in this movie, they're the Scissors. Two headmistresses of the school, and one of the children starts rumor that they're gay for each other, and then like just shit goes down.
What?
Yeah, that's. And this is the 60s, so it was like you couldn't... I don't even think the movie actually says any of those things.
Yeah.
Because
they're into each other.
They can't in a movie at the 60s.
They knit scarves together.
But in a play, they could totally have said that.
Well, yeah.
Plays are wild. Have you been to a play ever?
Yeah. I saw one. It was about so just a
like
bunch of... God, I hate them so much. Like, the beginning of this movie that we're going to review, like, I didn't have my glasses, so I had to, like, lean forward. I was pissed. But it was like two paragraphs, but still I was a little upset.
I give you the bridge.
He gave me the cliff notes, yeah.
Terrorist and shit.
Pretty much. Yeah.
9/11 was American's fault.
America. It was some missions accomplished.
The film yet. We still got TBD.
Well, give me some of that so I can go see a
TBD?
Doctor. I need to see my doctor.
The Blacklist. The complete first season.
I hear that's really good, actually.
You know, watching that?
It's James Spader.
I love James Spader. The dude's awesome.
Spader.
I watched The Watcher because of him, and nobody saw The Watcher.
It's The Watcher. No.
See?
Is that a show or
it was a movie. It was James Spader was the hero, and Keanu Reeves was the villain. He was a serial killer. Came out like in 2000, I think.
I buy it, actually.
Oh, right.
It
was before Matrix.
It was after The Matrix.
Oh.
Matrix was 99. It was like Keanu was a serial killer. It was actually the number one movie that weekend, too. It was bananas. But, yeah. Moving on.
Woody Allen film Bananas.
Who watched The Watcher?
The Blacklist. I've only seen parts of it. But you know what? I think I could get into it.
I hear it's really good. Yeah.
Can you?
Joe Carnahan is behind. He's like an executive producer on it. And I like his stuff. So.
Oh, never mind. You're not familiar with this band. Never mind. Carry on. You're gonna do a podcast.
Low Winter Sun.
I was gonna
the
say
complete series.
If you could do it like Soundgarden, Mark's. Black Hole Sun.
Oh. Hold on. I don't know if I can do that. Hold on.
You know that song?
I know that song. Hold
on. Wow.
That's no, I can't do it. It's too hard. Because it's the wrong, it's like, I think it's the wrong syllable count.
Low winter sun. Nope,
yeah,
can't do
wrong
it.
Syllable count.
Mm. Yeah.
It's black hole, like low winter.
I think you can do it.
But just if it was like
winter
cages.
Sun.
Like winter sun.
That's a terrible Chris Cornell.
Low winter sun. Low juca.
Go smoke 700 cartons of cigarettes and then come back and try it.
Yeah. So do your Tom Waits impression.
Can I hear it?
I was sitting in a bar.
Yeah, my default Tom Waits I can't say on here. Oh, so. Yeah. He found the corpses of two girls. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay. So if you want any of those things. Oh, what's our pick of the week?
Avengers,
Jets?
Right?
No, come on.
You guys love the Avengers.
I think that would be a good one if you were drinking
the Avengers. Most Wanted. I love that.
Because it's so absurd.
I love it. I liked it.
It's just.
We reviewed it positively, so we're going to put a link to buy Muppets Most Wanted.
How about that?
Or tell your mother.
Tell your mother, buy it for you from Amazon. So if you want to pick these up, go to your local video store. Ty, what's your local video store today?
Best video and wireless, because it's one of those places.
Oh no,
that still exists.
Yes, it's a video store /cell phones/ PC
beepers?
Cafe.
Oh, I was going to say
yeah.
beepers.
Like the videos are literally.
That was Video
like,
Buster used to do beepers.
Oh, video store is Video Buster is now like a beauty salon. It's weird. It's the weird. Tiniest little. It's awkward. But Best Video, let's say that because I don't care if they close down.
We'd like to hear what your local video store is.
German intelligence needs a job to be done that German law won't let it do. Our unit was set up to develop resources.
We're not policemen.
We're spies. Our sources don't come to us.
Hi, Oliver. Good to see you.
We find them. When they're ours, we direct them at bigger targets. It takes a minnow to catch a barracuda to catch a shark.
They're moving.
And it's our review time. Time review.
Time review.
All right. Before we actually start this review, Ty, I want you to do like a reenactment of my viewing experience of A Most Wanted Man. And then, Andrew, I want you to describe what Ty is doing to the audience.
This is fun. This is like audio charades.
Well, it starts off kind of like a...
Oh, sleepy man. Oh, he snores. He's relaxed. He's having a good sleepy time. He's up. Back down.
That's basically it. Like he was in and out from beginning to end.
I had a case of the Bobs real bad in this one.
I was on the edge of my seat this whole movie.
Were you really?
Yeah, I love
it. I didn't
every minute of it.
Really?
Wow.
I thought like from the first frame, I was like, okay, this is artsy.
Because it was like those close-ups.
Yeah, but it was like a close-up of like a ladder. Like he just climbed out of like wherever the fuck.
He
was like in a canal or something.
Yeah,
like a
there's a line later where it's like they're swimming up the sewers or something. Like he literally like swam
like
into the
city. His hands looked like he was either a burn victim or he was just wading through crap.
Yeah.
Like he looked like he had shit fingers.
Was Philip Seymour Hoffman Irish or Scottish?
He was German, wasn't he?
He's German.
Yeah, but for a while he sounded his accent
Gunther.
Sounded Scottish.
Gunther Buckman.
He sounded Scottish.
I believed his accent. What's her name?
Rachel McAdams was good.
No,
she was not. She went in and out a little bit occasionally, but
yeah. Like, don't get me. I no disrespect. I like Rachel McAdams, but her accent
I like
was
her riding a bicycle.
It was dog Lord. Shit.
Do you remember the director? I want to talk about the director.
Anton Corbin.
Do you know what else he's done?
The American is the only thing
he
I've
did. The American,
seen.
Which I think was also a John Le Carré novel.
I was it?
Le Carré.
I don't think
so. Le
Carré. I actually liked
Jean
that movie,
Le Carré.
But I haven't seen it, and I wanted to, and now I really want to. Because so much I enjoyed this.
I enjoyed it.
Also did Control, which I've been wanting to see.
Really?
The Joy Division film.
I didn't see that. That was with Sam Riley, yeah?
Yes.
But I didn't see that.
Which I'd been wanting to see. So now I'm thinking, like, I'm like,
Isn't Kristen Stewart in that,
films,
though?
I'd be super
oh, no, she's in The Runaways. Who? Never mind. Kristen Stewart.
No.
Yeah, I was like, isn't she in that?
It's British people.
Yeah.
She's
British, isn't she?
Well,
isn't she British?
She could just not say words.
British?
She's had one good performance.
Damn it, boys, answer me.
The Cherry Bombs?
The Runaways.
Cherry Bombs!
I like that one.
I liked it, yeah, but mostly because of Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, well, I mean, now I'm on L's side.
And Michael Shannon was really good in that, too.
Oh, right. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That dude's good in everything. Him. He's good in everything.
Oh, dude, that car just backed up and hit that out of the car.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. I heard it, and I looked.
Gotta go.
That's stall for me.
Oh, no, they drove off.
Michael Shannon is the business. Like, he's the reason Premium Rush I thought was entertaining, but I loved that movie because of him. His performance was the shit.
He's pretty good.
It was the bee's balls.
I meant talk about a most wanted man.
Well, we had to wait for you.
So Anton Corbijn.
Kurt Cobain.
All right, so most wanted man. Everyone's German except for
the Russian.
What's her name? No, the American woman.
Oh, Robin Wright.
I have
Robin
no idea Wright. Who that is. Who? What is she from? You were so excited.
The girl with a dragon tattoo. No. House of Cards.
Yes.
You didn't see the girl with the dragon tattoo?
She was in that?
Yeah.
She was in the original
she was the one?
One.
She was the one. No, oh, she was in the American one. She was one that was banging Daniel Craig.
This is why I haven't seen.
Oh, I don't remember.
You should.
Dragon. I haven't seen American Dragon.
Watch it.
Foreign Dragons.
David Fincher.
I know.
I don't remember her.
And Daniel Craig. It. That's my draw.
I know. And Rooney Mara was really good. And Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Moving on. We're getting sidetracked.
Watch the girl with the dragon tattoo.
You should.
Original or remake.
As I described to Matt, this movie was a series
I like the original.
Of every time an actor came on that I knew, it was like, oh, I forgot they were in this.
Yeah.
Up to the final one was Willem Dafoe, and that was great for me.
That happened because he told me about that on the ride over. Because I didn't know a lot of people who were in it, and then like that after I saw Rachel McAdams, I knew she was in it, but like Willem Dafoe, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But everybody else was just like, "Oh yeah, that dude's in it."
And that guy from Inglourious Basterds.
Oh yeah, he's the one that I generally got excited. Daniel Brühl.
Oh, I got excited. Oh, see, I face recognized him, but I could not get the name.
Daniel Brühl.
I like him. You say Inglourious Basterds, but I just
Bourne Supremacy.
He was Rush.
Yeah, I know.
He was Mr. Rush.
He was Nicky Lauda. Yeah,
Nicky Lauda.
Nicky Ratface Lauda.
Sad times with the Bernies. Or what did he say?
Huh? Sean
the
Penn?
Real life Nicky Lauda said that he better get invited to the Oscars because of Rush, and that didn't happen.
Hold on. What is this movie about?
This one?
Yeah, A Man Most Wanted. A Most Wanted Man. Fucking A.
Have you not
you
seen
it?
Right?
No. For the audience, for the listeners.
Oh, well, I mean, it's kind of about spies. It's
trying
kind
to get
about,
us back on track here. That's what
in,
I'm doing.
Is it Hamburg? What's
yeah,
the city?
No, it's in
Hamburg.
Yeah,
Hamburg. Hamburg is a port city, so it gets a lot of immigrants.
Time for some action.
Some of them are illegal, and so after 9/11, Hamburg's jumped up its security, so they have kind of this secret crew working to spy on everyone.
Led by a drunkard.
And it's led by Philip Seymour Hoffman's character.
God.
That was one of the first things I noticed automatically. This dude's a chain smoker and he drinks a lot.
I could not stop making parallels to his real life and how he died. I was like,
I was going to avoid that because I mean, I like him and he's dead.
Same here.
He's not shooting up in the movie though.
Did he really?
No, he's not in the movie. He's not shooting in real life. That's how he died.
Well, yeah,
but like,
I mean, in for a penny.
And when did he get so fat?
Right after Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah, I guess you're right, because I remember Moneyball. Now that I've stopped and thought about it, Moneyball, he was fat in that.
Yeah, he was. But the whole point is that this team is not really police. Like, they're something kind of like the FBI, but German. The German FBI? They have to work with other government units.
German FBI?
So, like, Interpol-ish, kind of?
Kind of. I don't even know if they give them a name in the movie, but I like that. I like that they were...
That was kind of the thing. Like, I liked this about the movie, but at the same time, I don't like it because it's. I've always had this thing about like people always complain about like movies aren't realistic enough, but when you give them how things would really play out, it's not entertaining. And I think this movie suffered from that.
This was entertaining to me, though.
It was so weird. I checked my watch twice.
Oh,
yeah,
he did. I was awake for both of them.
No, you weren't.
I was awake for both.
There was
of
only
them.
One. I will admit, there was one point in the film where I was like, "Okay, now what?" Like, there was a point where I thought, "Okay, now it's everything stopped." Right? It was when the supposed terrorist, but he wasn't really, was on the run and he was hiding in the apartment under construction.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't know where he was. I was like, "Now what's going to happen?" But then that's when they had to bring in Rachel McAdams. Like,
mm-hmm.
it was I don't know, and I like the slow reveal of it, where you get a little bit as you go along. Like when they pick up Rachel McAdams, you think like, oh God, what are they going to do to her?
Yeah.
And then he's just like, no, we just need you to be on our side. Like that's the whole point of picking her up.
Yeah, that was,
like that's the way that they work. They just go in, they get someone, and then they get them to see it their way, so that they can go in and get a bigger fish.
Yeah. Like I felt like a lot of the. Like the exposition in it was very like it was just like it, this is how it would go down in real life, which is cool.
Yeah,
I like the approach that the director took with that, but at the same time, it's just not entertaining to watch. It isn't. It's just like
I think that's because it's based on a book that's trying to be more real.
Another one of my gripes.
Well, the author was like former was it MI5 or whatever?
Was he?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
because dude, when I watched Tinker Tailor yesterday for the first time, and I was like, I. Thought the movie was awesome.
Yeah.
What I remember of this movie, I liked it. What I saw. You know.
Tell me if you saw.
From like the first 30 minutes, I was like, okay, I understand what is going to happen. I understand the beats that this movie is going to take. And then when I saw the ending, I was like, oh shit. Oh, okay. Not how I thought it was gonna end.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
Were you awake for this? I'm going to describe a scene, and I'm going to ask you if
you're
awake.
Are you going to act it out for me?
Because this was my favorite scene.
Yeah, okay, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
In this movie. Where, so they've gotten Willem Dafoe on their side.
Right.
They set him up to meet with Rachel McAdams to get the money deal down. And
yes.
So you see that Philip Seymour Hoffman is watching them from outside, and then you see them go inside. They sit down, and then sitting behind Willem Dafoe is the secretary lady. And so in that
secretary lady,
whatever,
I may not remember
the
her
blonde lady,
but I do remember the scene
that Philip Seymour Hoffman hangs out with all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and, that lady.
Oh, Robin Wright. Yeah.
And so
no, the blonde lady.
The blonde lady.
Was it blonde lady?
Inga or Ingrid or
Robin Wright wasn't
Anna
blonde.
Or...
Oh, she had her
because there's the two younger guys and one of them they're just like a little bit darker skin, but they seriously look like each other, like, same haircuts and everything.
Huh.
But in that scene, they don't focus on her in the background, but because we know who she is because of the build-up to that point, just having her there and just focusing the scene on what's going on between Rachel McAdams and Willem Dafoe, there's like a crazy tension where it's like you now know how like Philip Seymour Hoffman runs his business, where he has his people just in place.
Yeah,
like, and it's like they're everywhere.
They know
where to go.
Earlier on in the film, like when it was like Philip Seymour Hoffman goes into a bar or something like that. Am I blinking?
There was a couple scenes where he was.
I mean, he was in a bar, and then Rachel McAdams walks in.
But like he was doing it to find information on someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just that's like they're everywhere. Like I like that. And then I don't see.
It was crazy because they're very low tech.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but there was a. Actually. I don't know if this was a reveal or if
this
I'm
wasn't
just
born.
If I'm just dumb. But
you're dumb.
There's a when Willem Dafoe goes to the house of Abdullah, and the door opens and
that's the boxer guy.
It's the young guy that Philip Seymour Hoffman had to convince to stay on with him.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did
yeah,
we
yeah.
know before that point that he was Abdullah's son?
No, no.
Like, I don't think so.
I don't think I ever
moment,
said that
I was
either.
Like, oh shit! Like yeah. this is how deep he's gotten into all the networks. Like He's really got all this information kicking.
That blew my mind when I saw that.
How many times he had to like beg with like the police or the other government, he had to be like, look, we know what we're doing, just let us do this and we'll stop terrorist attacks.
Yeah.
And they just didn't listen. Like it's crazy.
Wait, so was that we're getting ahead. Continue
okay.
with what you're saying.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like this film
I'm not gonna lie, the conclusion I was like, I mean that happened, but why did that happen? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't understand why what happened.
Because they double-crossed him.
Okay. So that was pretty... Yeah,
They let him do what he wanted to do because they, as soon as they had that evidence,
yeah,
they could pick that guy up.
He was helping
them.
They
didn't need...
Yeah, like they, help me help you kind of situation, or
yeah.
help you help me.
And they thought, oh, great, he's going to do what we want him to do anyway, and we'll say fuck him.
Yeah.
And his reaction was fantastic.
No, he's definitely like. That I mean, was, his performance was good. I think, except for the whole wheezing all the time. But yeah, I liked.
I kind of like that. I don't know what's wrong with me. This
maybe it does kind of
add all the boxes
to
for me.
His whole I mean, it sounds weird, but maybe it is, does kind of add to his performance. Maybe that's part of his performance, that he's just fucking, he's doing it long enough where he knows what he's up to, where he's good at it, so it's just kind of like, it's day-to-day, he's, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it just sounds like, do you need a nap? Like, what's wrong?
You know? You've been drinking and he just not sleeping for a while?
Like, every time he's on the phone, that's what you hear. I just expected a nougat. So, yeah, maybe I'll go to the bar. This is, yeah, like he's having a hard time.
I wanted to go live in that world.
Less whiskey, less cigarettes. Just
I want to have a secretary and a secret office and put my coat up on a coat hook.
Andrew?
Sit down and have a drink. Do you punch like a guy in a bar.
That was kind of random, too. Like, what was the point of that?
Yeah.
It's like, Robin, I love you. It's, wham!
His sense of justice. Like,
okay. It's like hey, he's a good dude kind of thing.
I mean, this guy's a good shit. Because you don't know if you trust him kind of in that moment. Because what he wants to do is risky. He wants to let people be out in the world that might be dangerous so that he can catch the most dangerous people.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
This is like a Donnie Brasco thing.
Yeah, kind of. It's like, and so you have to.
But I never once felt like he wasn't in control. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, he is drinking and smoking in every scene, but you never get the impression that he's drinking and smoking, but he's playing the piano. Yep. Dude's in control. He's never, like, out of control, it seems. So I never once, like, doubted his abilities, you know? I was never like, this guy's a fucking mess.
I don't know. There was a couple of times where they were saying, like, they had to keep one step ahead of the police. So if there was some danger.
That also lends itself to him just being on top of his shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, this guy is really good at what he does, so to the point that it's just second wheezy nature.
Have you seen Tinker Tailor?
I have, I had the same reaction to that movie as I do this movie. Like, I loved everybody involved with Tinker Tailor.
It's a little more satisfying ending.
Yeah. Ish! Like, yeah, I like that Colin Firth...
They figure out who the bad guy is.
I like that things happened at the end, but...
We both said two things, and they added up to one big spoiler.
Okay.
Good job, everybody.
It doesn't matter.
We did it!
Yeah, well, I mean, if people were going to watch it, they would have watched it already, and also, I felt underwhelmed with that movie, too.
Huh.
Like, everything, just the approach, like, the style of storytelling is very, like, this is actually happening, so that it's not sensationalized.
You dig your spy thrillers with more shooting.
Not just that, I like the more shooting, don't get me wrong, I fucking love more shooting. Gunfights, car chases, I'm all
about
it.
Yeah, I thought that one, there was, like, a car sequence, I thought that was gonna be, like, a car chase, like
I just
the one
feel,
action sequence
no,
in the film.
Really. Yeah, like, I feel like, yeah, like, the
yeah, there was
one
no
punch,
real
the,
action sequence.
The dude, the one guy that got rolled at his house, like, his family, when the SWAT team busted in,
yeah.
Like, his introduction is like, okay, this dude's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you never see him throw a punch, ever. Yeah. Like, what's that about? It's like, this guy can handle himself. Unless you have guns and flashlights, then he just doesn't know what to do with himself. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, there's cops in my house. Shit. That was it. You know? I don't know. But with Tinker Tailor, I feel it was just very underwhelming. Like, everything was just very, like, this is really happening. Vanilla. Shit's
That's
happening.
I love these spy thrillers. I love all the intrigue and the,
like,
spying and the...
Because I saw The Tailor of Panama, and that was another one of...
I need to see that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Same dude? Same author?
Same author, yeah.
Oh, man.
I
want to read this stuff now.
I enjoyed that.
I like that.
But just because, I mean, it had a...
Pierce Brosnan.
It's kind of a flip-flop, because the same thing I didn't like about these previous two movies is the same thing I liked about this one. Is that it had a real-world ending. Is that the I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it.
Bitch doesn't know what he's talking about.
It had... Because they shot two endings for that movie, and they used the one that's most realistic with how that would most likely go down. Sorry, Jerry Seinfeld?
Anyway, listen.
What's the deal?
Do endings.
I don't know what else to say about this movie.
Why do they just end?
Yeah, I was just very underwhelmed is all I'm going to say. Like, I was fighting to stay awake. And since he was taking naps, I couldn't take a nap.
I fucking took a lot of naps. But it was like for like 30 seconds, 5 minutes, maybe. Yeah.
I think collectively you got a good 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
Like, all of it. Just he accrued 5 minutes of rest.
Uh-huh. And then at one point in time, like, you went to the bathroom. And I was like, that woke me up. And I was like.
Yeah. But notice when I came back, I did not feel compelled to ask what I missed.
No,
I
know it was nothing. I was like, he didn't ask, so I guess he doesn't want to know. So I'm not going to tell him what he missed. He didn't miss anything, really.
It was like talkie, smoky, drinky.
I seriously took like a handful of Mike and Ike's and I just shoved them in my mouth, hoping like that sugar would keep me awake. And it just
knocked you
that's
fuck
what
out.
When you pound a beer before you see a movie.
Well, I don't think that was why it was, because we discussed that on the way over here also. yeah. is that we were both a little drowsy. We thought maybe it's the alcohol. And as soon as we were in the car, we were wide awake.
Right when I walked out of the theater, I was fine.
Like, I feel good.
Although this whole entire podcast right now, I've been yawning on and off.
Nobody saw that. They don't need to know.
Okay. I believe it's called Candid. I am truthful.
Well, we're the three dwarves: Burpy, Sneezy, and
Sleepy.
Sleepy, yeah.
Yanni.
Where's your saxophone?
Yeah, I love your new agey music. And stop beating your girlfriend, would you, Yanni? Yeah, he did that.
She deserves it.
Yanni got rolled for beating his girlfriend.
Anyway, I say if you like a spy thriller, you're going to like this movie.
Yeah, I would say.
I say if you like watching a book, then you'll like this movie.
So that's our review.
I liked it.
What
did I remember?
You're going to have to tell me what's coming out new in theaters this weekend.
Hey, guys, what's coming out in theaters this week? What's coming out? I'll tell you right now. It's The Expendables 3.
I'm on board.
Let's Be Cops. You're not going to say I'm on board?
I'm going to see that too, yeah. It's going to be an expensive weekend.
Thy Giver.
Thy Giver? Like the Colonel?
Franck. The Trip to Italy, and Life After Beef.
What?
After Beef.
Before
Beth?
Play,
Beef.
Guess,
beef?
Guess,
beef?
Guess the ending Beef.
Where's
Life
the Beef?
After Beef.
Beef?
Elizabethan times.
Ibiza?
Ibiza?
It's pronounced Ibiza. Go on, sorry.
Let me tell you about our theme song. It's called Sophomore Makeout. It's by Silent Partner. And it's from the YouTube Audio Library.
Hey there, y'all.
Our logo was provided by Justin Cuson of Agents of Guard. That's right, agentsofguard.com, where you can find his writings, my writings, lots of writings about movies and
ancient
comics
cave
and
writings.
Stuff. No? You should check out
the Hyros
podcast called Shut Up Leonard. That's a podcast that I do with Matt Benson. And you can find us online, shutupleonard.com. We talk about episodes of the TV show Community, formerly of NBC, now of Yahoo. So who knows what's going to happen. We recap and review each episode. We're currently on season 2. When season 6 begins, we'll do season 6. Exciting stuff is happening. If you're in the LA area, you should go to Communicon. It's the community convention. Yeah.
Where is this and what? When?
It's in Glendale.
Okay.
That
sounds far.
October 26th or
that's
something?
A shithole, but I'll go.
That is
October
also
26th?
Far.
I'll go.
Shithole? Ryan Bingham? What's up?
We don't have news yet about that, but we might soon.
I want it.
So on Twitter, we're at ShutUpLenPod, so check all that out.
Wait, is
out.
This season 6 the last season?
It might go on.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what are you going to do after that's done?
Well, let me tell you the weird order that we started. We started the podcast on season 4. So we did season 4, and then during the break, we did season 1. And then season 5 came on, surprisingly, so we did season 5. And then after season 5 was done, we started season 2. So then we were planning, okay, we'll do season 6,
so it's
and
like
then
a Tarantino
3.
Podcast.
We were going back and forth.
Gotcha.
And then whenever the movie happens, we'll do the movie.
Okay.
And if there's more seasons, we'll do more seasons.
Yeah. I mean, do it.
And then when you get Dan Harmon on.
Sure. Well, we really want Richard Erdman.
It's like, damn, and Harmon.
Which one's that?
Leonard.
Oh! Great, yeah, sorry.
Great man. So check that out, shutupleonard.com.
Where are all the white women at?
Leonard, there are no white women here, and this is not a party. That's the episode for this week.
Is it really? Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a great episode. Awesome. Early 21st century romanticism is what it's called. Tom?
Oh, I'm here.
What'd you say, Tom?
I'd say I didn't see your America's Most Wanted Man. But I did write about TV shows and other things that I've watched or read or listened to. Optigrab.org and readwave.com. Now back to the podcast.
2001? Was that what you were doing?
No.
Well, who the hell's Tom?
You don't know Tom.
Have you not met Tom?
He's not met Tom. That's how Tom sounds, I'm pretty sure.
Huh.
Tom, I love you, by the way.
Is Tom the name of the AI on 2001? No. Or was that Moon?
That's Hal.
That's how. Oh, yeah.
So 2000 and Moon is
Sparks. Made that up.
Hal Sparks. Nice.
You're welcome.
Oh, what is the name of
Moon? Sam Rockwell's gonna kick you in the grapes when he sees you.
It's a short name like that.
Yeah. It's Kevin Spacey.
A brain aneurysm.
Maybe.
No.
If only there was a device right in front of your face where you could find this out, but it's not important.
Matt, tell us about the BenView Network.
Well, the BenView Network.
Or Podcast Land.
I'll tell you about the BenView Network is something that you could vote for any of those podcasts on podcastland.com. Of course, the only one you should choose to vote for is Nerd's Eye View. Almost in my head, I said, "Shut up, Leonard." So I almost threw that out there. But you didn't hear any of that. This is the podcast you'll vote for. Nerd's Eye View.
I see what you did there with the Star Wars hands.
Yeah.
All right, I've got Kevin Spacey's robot name from Moon was Gertie.
Oh, God.
Good,
lady
good luck,
name.
Everybody. Oh, good luck on remembering that one.
Wow.
So I don't know what you just told everyone about, but vote for us on podcastland.com.
Gertie?
And check out all of the BenView Network podcasts at BenviewNetwork.com. That's right. You can check out Midnight Marinara.
Tasty.
They just did a Haunted Mansion special because it was the 45th anniversary of the Haunted Mansion. Let's see if I can do math.
The terrible Eddie Murphy movie?
Came out in 1969.
Oh, the ride. Gotcha. Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
1969 to today.
It was a long time.
25 years,
that's,
I think.
That's years.
Anyway, you should check them out. You should check out Popsicles. You should check out
Fudgicles.
Radio Brendaman. You should check out Extra Damage. I listen to them on the reg because that's how I get my video game news. And you should check out Comic Nerds Unite. They just had on Scotty Young.
Of course.
Who draws the new Rocket Raccoon series. Or writes. I'm not sure because I haven't listened yet. But I just know he's involved with it.
So he read it.
There you go. He reads the audiobook of the comic. check out all those shows on the BenView Network, BenViewNetwork.com, on
Rocket
Twitter
Raccoon.
At BenView Network. And you can always just go to our personal website, NVPodcast.com. Email us your local video stores, NVPodcast@gmail.com, or on Twitter, at NVPodcast. Follow us, like us, review us, share us, retweet us.
Touch us.
All that. Reblog us on Tumblr. We're on Tumblr somewhere. So thank you if you did all those things. And now,
one of the guys' name that's in Frank, his name is Paul Butterworth. Thank you.
Too bad nobody's guessing that.
Also, there's a guy named Dom Nall Gleason.
Do you not know who that is?
No.
Was that from that one?
He's going to be in the next Star Wars.
Nope.
That's the one with Brendan Gleason, right? That movie with Dom Nall, blah, 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 blah.
Nope.
No. Blah, blah, blah.
Dom Hall.
Dom Nall.
Dom
Nall. It was the one with the priest, isn't it?
Nope.
No, that was last week. Brendan Gleason.
Gertie?
Guess the ending. You'll never guess how it ends. I'm first, and I'm going to keep it short like everyone else should. I'm just going to warn you all. Guess the ending should be short and quick.
I liked it last week like that,
I'm just telling you the ending. Okay? Here I go. I'm doing Let's Be Cops, directed by Luke Greenfield, starring Jake Johnson, Damon Wayans Jr., Rob Riggles, and Nina Dobrev. Two struggling pals dress as police officers for a costume party and become neighborhood sensations when these newly minted heroes get tangled in a real-life web of mobsters and dirty detectives. They must put their fake badges on the line.
Whoop, whoop.
All right, so they get famous because they pretend to be cops and people think they're really cops and they're having a lot of fun and they're kicking it. But then they get into a situation where they have witnessed a mob hit and when they try to go to the police... The police cover it up, and so they're like, well, the real police are bad. We need to be better fake police than the real police. So then they kidnap two policemen and steal their identities to further assimilate into the police thing. They're new policemen, newly minted of the freshman class.
Oh, this is
I believe
okay.
They're called Channing Tatum and what was the other one? Jonah Hill.
Seth Rogen.
They kick them out and they just take their places.
Seth Rogen.
I thought this was the actual synopsis. I was like, is he still reading?
No, I'm still going. this is real. And
oh, is it
really? No, I don't fucking know. So
it might be actually.
In the end,
it sounds plausible. I'm into it.
They do actually take down these mobsters, and when it's time for them to get their reward from the city, they realize like we cannot accept any kind of reward. So they just mysteriously disappear. Well, they give back. Of course, they let the real cops take the honor. And then everyone's like, "Why weren't you a black guy? Now you're a white guy." Like, they're very confused. But
weren't
it all
Eric
turns
Roberts?
Out all right. That's it. Ty, you got the giver, but again, you're not in front of an electronic device. Do you want me to read your giverness for you?
I mean, you could just like do like the like little. It's but basically, just, isn't it like 1984-esque?
The Giver, directed by Philip Noyce, starring Brendan Thwaites, Jeff Bridges, Meryl Streep, and Taylor Swift? What?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did I write that? Or did you write
that? No, that's legit.
That boy.
She's doing that.
In a seemingly perfect community, without war, pain, suffering, differences, or choice, a young boy is chosen to learn from an elderly man about the true pain and pleasure of the real world.
You take that.
Wherever you want. Make it quick.
I'm going to avoid the obvious dirty sex angles with that. Pain and pleasure. Yeah, like BDSM situations. Jeff Bridges, you don't talk like this. Talk about cowboys and bad shit happens to kids and then he makes bad stuff not happen. But then the kids are like, I just want to be a kid and have sex with Taylor Swift. And then the movie's over. It's like you've seen one of these movies, you've seen all of them. It's like there's this system of like bad shit. It was like, hey, let's get rid of all the bad shit in people so that people will be all like good people. And then there's one kid that's like douchey. It's like, I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be an individual. And then he hangs out with Taylor Swift. And then Kanye West comes up out of nowhere. And is like, yo, I'm going to let you finish your performance. But, you know, Jeff Bridges is better than you. And then she cries. And then the movie's over.
Good.
Roll them credits, you know.
Matt, what have you got?
Scratch mark. Nothing. It's like, nope.
It can't be worse than mine.
Matt's saying, let's say everything that I'm doing right now.
The audience didn't need to know that. I've chosen a limited release, The Trip to Italy, directed by Michael Winterbottom, starring Steve Coogan, Rob Brydon, Rosie Fellner, and Claire Keelan. Two men, six meals in six different places on a road trip around Italy. Liguria, Tuscany, Rome, Amalfi, and ending in Capri. That tells you nothing. So, have you met the Batman? I'm doing the Batman. And then Batman ate spaghetti. And Batman ate lasagna. And Batman had red wine.
Whose
Batman
voice is that? Is that Michael Caine?
It's Michael Caine.
All right.
And the Batman, you've got to be the best Batman ever. And you have to have ravioli and chicken parmesan. And the Batman says you can have...
This is like the impression singularity is all impressions turn into Jimmy Stewart after a while.
Yeah. And then after the credits, the Batman says... See you in Eastern Europe.
Wow.
I can't do the Michael
See
game.
You in Eastern Europe.
the trip to Eastern Europe. This is it.
So see you.
I am looking forward to this movie.
Is that
guys.
Jimmy Stewart? That's Jimmy Stewart, right?
It is now.
All right, so everyone, if those endings are correct, send us an email.
Listeners, I'm confident that mine is correct.
Listeners, I am lobbying hard for us to review The Trip next week.
Like I said before, I don't know if we're actually doing a show next week.
I don't care.
Because of problems in scheduling. So there might be an empty spot. There might be an old review. There might... Who knows?
We can review what it another day.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
The Only Shadow?
The Shadow knows.
What's Thank up? Yeah, good lord. The Saturday work.
I almost said the Phantom too.
That's also from a Thrilling Adventure Hour. But they do it. Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Alec Baldwin
as long
cares.
As it's not holding a martini or something. I don't remember. I'm sorry, guys.
The clam this shadow. Has been Nerd's Eye View, episode 196 for the week of 8/11. I'm Little Indy.
I'm Little Espy.
I'm just little. I'm a tiny person.
Goodbye, Jordan Scott.
Movie Town. I don't know where Jungle Videos is. But I asked the fool behind the counter, like, hey, detergent, is that any good? He's like, what? Like, because of this, I can't call it Divergent. It's detergent for the rest of its days.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.